So, it's lovely to be in this room right now. It feels really still. So, I thought that today we could do some metta meditation in preparation for the talk on loving kindness tomorrow. So, metta means loving kindness, and it's a very beautiful, unconditional kind of love. And in our meditation, it is like wearing a particular perception, putting on a particular pair of spectacles, if you like, a particular type of lens that we can look through at our experience through. So we may think that sometimes we have what is called bare awareness, but actually not many of you have a teddy bear, so not many of you have bare awareness right now. Some of you do. That's supposed to be a joke. But anyway, what we think of as bare awareness, mindfulness, is usually coloured, is usually not objective. It's not, completely capable of showing us the way things are, because we colour our awareness with whatever tendencies we tend to carry. So if we're a little bit on the dull side, then we'll look through glasses that are a little bit dull. If we are a little bit anxious, we might have a lens that's a little bit anxious about whatever it sees. Or maybe if we have some ill will, we'll look at existence, reality, through the lens of ill will. So we think we're seeing things the way they are, but actually we're not. And one of the antidotes to this is to just add a little bit of loving kindness instead to the way that we're aware. So this can have a beautiful softening and expansive kind of effect on the mind and make our experience a little bit easier to be with. And we'll talk much more about that tomorrow, but it can bring a bit more joy and energy to the mind. And so let's try to do this. We'll probably start with a little body scan, the way we did yesterday, only we'll add that bit of kindness and warmth and see what difference that makes. And then we might do some actual cultivation of loving kindness using a person, or let's say inviting a person in who is a dear friend or person in our life. It might not be the closest person in our life. Sometimes if it is somebody who's very close, like a family member, a partner, maybe even a parent, there can be all kinds of associations and complicated memories, etc., with that person. So sometimes that may not be the best person to choose, but somebody who you have a kind of simple and beautiful, wholesome relationship with, which is uncomplicated, and the kind of person who brings a smile to your heart, and to your mind, maybe even to your lips when you think about them. So I'll give you an example of someone I chose on one retreat, and that was a friend who was a fairly new friend, but she'd done something extremely generous by sponsoring me to attend a retreat. And for the first part of that retreat, in fact, it ended up being the entire retreat, I practiced loving kindness using her as the loved person, as the dear person, as the friend. And because I had a lot of gratitude and there was no complicated past, it was really easy to keep her in mind and to bring her face up in my mind, and this energy of feeling connected to this person with a lot of joy, a lot of gratitude. And I ended up cultivating loving kindness for the whole retreat and felt completely suffused in goodwill. It was a very healing retreat for me, and really opened my eyes to the potential of loving kindness as a practice leading to samadhi, leading to deep meditation. So I want to try that, and because it's the beginning of the retreat, it's nice to introduce a method that you can try throughout the retreat whenever you find the mind's getting a little bit tense or tight. However, as Ajahn Nito said yesterday, if you find that your mind is very still and you're just enjoying being with a very simple experience of now or the simple experience of the breath, then please leave it aside. Just see if you can bring a little bit more kindness into the way that you're aware. But if you want to try to cultivate a bit of loving kindness, by choosing a person. When I prompt you to do so, then please feel free. And let's see how far we go, but we may end up also by just allowing that person to fade away and continuing with a mind of loving kindness towards whatever's arising for us. So does that sound good? Yeah, sounds maybe a bit, hopefully not too complicated, but once we practice, it'll probably flow. So let's begin. And as for all meditation, but perhaps especially for metta meditation, it's really important to put your body at ease as far as you can. So that may mean adjusting your posture, adjusting your clothes, adjusting your temperature, perhaps. Giving your bear a hug if you have one. Giving yourself a hug if you want. We'll loosen you up eventually by giving yourself hugs and stuff. And when you're ready, you can gently close your eyes. Sometimes when we have our eyes closed, we realize there's even more we can do to adjust ourselves in a comfortable way. And this begins the process of caring for our bodies, bringing that respect, that kindness into our relationship with our bodies that we tend to push around. So now, rather than being the owner of your body, see if you can be the custodian who's here to serve your body, asking your body what it needs. Just this much, you may feel the body respond by becoming a little bit more relaxed. Safe in your presence. And just feeling the body sitting. So we're going to begin by establishing mindfulness along with this friendly kindness. What our teacher Ajahn Brahm called kindfulness. And a beautiful simile for this is the light and the warmth of the sun. So the light of the sun is like our awareness, our mindfulness, which illuminates in tiny detail anything it shines upon. So when you bring your mindfulness to the top of your head, you start to feel the sensations there. Any feeling at all on the top of your head. As mindfulness reveals whatever feelings are happening there. And just as the sun is both bright and also warm, this mindfulness is accompanied by kindness, the warmth of the sun, So wherever your mindfulness flows, it's imbued with warmth, with friendliness, with care. And this is not something we have to do. To make the meditation more passive, we can imagine that we're basking in the light and the warmth of the sun, in this beautiful kindfulness. As though we were soaking in the golden sunshine from the top of the head. And that sunshine, just the right temperature, starts to soak through and around the skull to every area of the scalp. Relaxing the skin. Relaxing any tension. As it soaks in, soaks down to every part of your scalp. And you simply receive the warmth and the light. Noticing any sensations you experience on the way. And this kindfulness, the light and warmth of the sun starts to shine over your forehead, your brow. And you just soak it in. Allowing your brow to be just as it is and receive this gentle warmth, this friendliness. Soaking in through your eyes, your eyelids. Relaxing all the muscles around the eyes effortlessly. Through the cheeks, the nose, the lips, the mouth. Perhaps gently separating the jaw, relaxing the jaw if it's tight. As you just bask in the warmth and light of the sun, this kindful awareness. Just remaining present to any feelings. Anywhere in your face. Moving down through your neck. Into your shoulders. As though you really were basking in the sunshine. And that sun were just gently loosening any tension, any tightness in your shoulder areas. You may wish to gently roll your shoulders back at this stage to encourage them to relax, let go of holding. And find a natural position. Soaking up the sun's rays through your shoulders, and down your arms. From the upper arm to the elbows. All the way down to your hands, your fingers, your fingertips. And noticing any sensations you experience along the way. Just being present to them. Without trying to change anything at all. See how relaxed your fingers, your hands can become as they simply receive this beautiful kindfulness. Soaking in this kindful awareness through your back, your upper back. Allowing it to penetrate deep inside to all your little vertebrae, the organs inside, the ribs, the back of your waist. Right down to your hips. And then from the throat down through your chest. Taking your time. Enjoying the feeling of this golden sunshine soaking through your chest. Just receiving whatever sensations you notice in your chest area. Maybe deep inside, where you have your heart, your lungs, all your digestive organs. Not trying to visualize anything, but just noticing any feelings, any sensations, as this awareness imbued with friendliness soaks through your chest right down to your belly. Exploring your belly region and any feelings you notice there. Letting everything be loose. Letting it be. Allowing kindfulness to heal any aches or pains, any anxiety you may notice in your belly area. All the way down to your buttocks, and the lower parts of your body. Suffusing these areas too with friendly awareness as you notice any sensations, maybe heaviness, pressure, warmth, numbness, whatever it may be. As you move down to your buttocks and your hips and into your thighs. Imagining this golden sunshine just soaking through your thighs, through into the large muscles. Allowing your thighs to relax, to be soft. Exploring the whole thigh region, the top and underneath. Every little area, right down into your knees. Perhaps staying longer if there are any areas of tightness, pressure. And just suffusing them with kindness. Allowing them to be. And flowing down into your calves, the muscles in the calves, the shins, all the way down to the ankles, until the whole leg is soaked through with kindfulness. Down into your feet, the heels, the soles, and the bridge of your feet. All the little muscles and bones, ligaments. Noticing all the different sensations in your feet. Perhaps in each and every toe, see if you can notice your big toe. And each little toe. Right down to the tips of the toes. Until your whole body, from the top of the head, down through the face, the neck, the shoulders, through the fingertips, your whole trunk, the chest, the back, the buttocks, the legs, right down to the feet, your whole body is just basking in the sun. Beautiful light and warmth of the sun. Mindfulness and kindness combined. just feeling the whole body. Noticing if there's any areas that you're still holding tight through habit or simply by not noticing, and invite them to relax the way you'd relax on an armchair reclining on a beach, a warm tropical beach, just the right temperature, with no one around. And if you wish, you can continue relaxing in this way, bringing kindfulness to your mental world. Or if you'd like to continue to develop loving kindness, you can just bring up this dear person, someone in your life you feel benevolence towards, goodwill, friendliness, respect. And imagine they're right here in front of you, perhaps with you on this beach, or maybe you can just feel their presence, feel some of the qualities that you respect in them. If their face comes to mind, imagine smiling at them and their eyes shining back at you. Notice how that feels in your heart, in the area around the chest, or anywhere in your body that you notice light up. Maybe just very subtle glow, feeling of kindness and care, softness, a sense of ease. And staying connected to this feeling in your body, anywhere in your body that feels fairly pleasant. Keeping this person close, close to your heart. You can start wishing them well. In your own words, simple phrases, such as, may you be happy. May you be free. May you be at peace. Maybe choosing just two or three phrases that really resonate for you and your wishes for this dear being in your life. Simple wishes for happiness, well-being, safety, health. maybe contentment. See what resonates for you. As you repeat these phrases in your mind, as though offering this person a beautiful flower, a beautiful gift of well-being. May you be happy. And really mean those words. May you be free. May you be at peace. And you'll notice I'm pausing between each phrase to give the mind the opportunity, the heart the opportunity to respond with the feeling, the emotion of loving kindness. So the words are like planting a seed. And we stay present in that space between each phrase with kindfulness, with care, and just allow the metta to grow, allow the metta to start blossoming in your heart before very gently, carefully, clearly repeating the next phrase. Again and again, bringing this person to mind. Connecting to your good wishes towards them. And wishing them well. Without looking for anything special. Without trying to create an experience of loving kindness or a feeling. A particular feeling in the heart. Just trusting the process and enjoying this beautiful act of giving unconditionally to someone who's dear. Just continue in this way for some time. Enjoying the process, enjoying sharing your loving kindness and watching this person start to glow. and adjusting the effort that you make according to your mind. If you find you're trying too hard, just relax. Refresh the image of this person in your mind who brings you happiness. Just relax in their company and reconnect with the meaning of these wishes you're sharing with them. Maybe adjusting how frequently you repeat each phrase. If your mind wanders, you may wish to repeat them more often. If the mind is quiet, the metta is growing. You don't need to keep planting seeds so often. Just to keep your mind on track, connected to what you're doing. Inclining towards the experience of loving kindness. The experience of wholesome happiness that you needn't be afraid of, but you can allow to refresh your mind. Now gently, gratefully, bid your friend goodbye for now. allow the perception of this person to fade, but the metta to remain. And bring this metta to the present moment, to the silence, as though each silent moment were another friend. Just staying present. The soft, quiet, friendly mind. Treating each moment with respect, with care. Whatever arises in this moment, whether it's the silence or a thought, maybe the breath, keep on relating to it with loving kindness. The same way you'd relate to a friend. Giving just for the sake of giving. Without judgment. Without trying to change anything at all. Just befriending whatever arises. Befriending each small, tiny breath. So please continue to practice in whichever way your mind inclines to do. For those who wish to come out of the meditation, just gently come back to the feelings in your body, perhaps starting with the feelings around the chest, and then spreading outwards into your limbs, into your head, down the arms to the fingertips, through the trunk, into the legs, the toes. Allowing your body to be as though once again you were just relaxing in that deck chair, that lounger on the beach. And just wish yourself well. May I be happy. May I be free. May I be fully at peace. Please come out of the meditation very gently after you hear the ringing of the gong. I'll ring it 3 times. Or if you prefer, you can carry on. So